So in about 48 hours, the Sundance Film Festival kicks off in Park City, Utah. 45,000 people are expected to overrun this former mining town turned ski area over the next 10 days or so. Three of those people will be members of the Bryant Park Project staff. We're taking the show on the road to Utah to do a little reporting on the festival that has gone through some growing pains since 1991 when it received its current title, although it existed in other forms as far back as 1978. But in recent years, Park City has come to feel a little more like Hollywood East than the little independent film festival town. Reviewing the lineup of some 120 films set to screen over 10 days, it seems to be a little bit of a hybrid this year, with 20-minute shorts sharing the same space as full-length features with recognizable names, like the film Be Kind, Rewind, a Jack Black Mos Def movie where two video store clerks find fame and fortune recreating hit movies in their own way.
Drop your weapon.
You drop your weapon. I'm a scientific genius.
This calls for RoboCop.
This calls for RoboCop to get shot.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
I know what you're saying to yourself. RoboCop.
RoboCop. RoboCop. Gonna rescue
you.
I am made of steel.
Have you seen that trailer in the theaters, Rachel?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, when Jack Black singing his own version of the Ghostbusters theme.
I love Jack Black.
It's hilarious. David Poland is a film critic for Movie City News and the Hot Blog. He's on hand to give us a little preview of the Sundance Film Festival. Hi, David.
Hey there. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Let's just roll this all the way back to what is the goal of the festival for an average filmmaker?
For filmmakers,
yeah.
It's mostly to get seen and to get sold. These are the two big things about Sundance.
Makes sense. Seen by whom and sold to whom?
Well, it's an odd thing because it's a festival that's so huge. About 10,000 people kind of jump into Park City, Utah, which is this tiny town, for about 6 days, because the festival is 10 days long, but only about 6 days actually exist for most of Hollywood. And the idea is to get, you know, if your film is not going to get sold, you basically want it to get seen by film critics, people who may appreciate it. But a lot of the films, 100 films this year, actually, out of the 120, are coming without distribution in America and want to get sold by somebody. Even if it's $1 million deal or $500,000 deal, a DVD deal, at least have the chance to get the film outside of the box. Because usually about 70% of the films probably will never be seen outside of festivals once they've landed at Sundance.
So these miracle stories do happen where a film goes to Sundance and all of a sudden studios decide, I need to have that film and distribute it?
Well, it happens. It's usually people have a pretty good idea before they get there. There's usually films will go there with an idea that that's going to be, quote-unquote, the film, and sometimes that will fall to the wayside. On the other hand, the film that nobody really sees coming, like Quintanilla from a few years ago, will get distribution at the last minute because it got an award and then turn out to be a success financially. That's, though, a lot rarer than the other. Then you have films like, of course, Little Miss Sunshine from a couple years ago, where it came into the festival as a film that everybody wanted to buy and was sold for a lot of money and then was very successful. So you have a wide variety of things, but as I say, the vast majority of films will never make a regular movie theater in their entire lives.
Is there a film that has that sort of interest around it, like A Little Miss Sunshine or Quintanilla or Waitress from last year?
No.
No, really? That's
no,
wide
it's a magic
open.
Answer. Well, you know, Waitress is a classic example where, you know, sadly, the death of the filmmaker, Adrian Shelley, got a lot more attention to the film going into the festival than it might have otherwise had. As it turned out, the people at Fox Searchlight genuinely adored that film. You know, they bought four or five films last year, and that was the film that they most loved, I think, coming out of the festival, even though it was, you know, and they mainstreamed it and they rushed it out into the theaters 3 or 4 months after the festival and really got behind it. So that was a kind of a happy story in a weird way, a terrible story behind the film, but it got a New York Times story even before it got to Sundance. Very unusual.
Yeah. Well, let me play you a clip from a film that's premiering, and then I'll ask you a question on the other side. It's a movie that's full of known names. It's called Birds of America. Mm-hmm. It's directed by Craig Lucas. It stars Matthew Perry, you know him from Friends, Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls, Hilary Swank, I got an Oscar or two, and Ben Foster. I think he was most recently in 310 to Yuma. He was really good in that film. Let's listen to a clip from Birds of America.
How's Jay?
It's better than ever.
Oh, hi. Hi, welcome home. So nice to see you.
Really?
Well, yeah, really. Hey, you want to meet my little guy? Here, say hi. Hi, Jay.
Is he okay?
Yeah, why?
I mean, his head's misshapen.
Jay.
Is it a condition?
Okay. Sorry, I had a little accident, and we think there might be some brain, you know.
What the hell are you doing? Are you trying to sabotage me?
Yeah, the character Ben Foster plays is a little bit of Mr. Inappropriate
guy. Yeah, clearly.
Now, this seems like a studio picture. You have a well-known cast.
Yeah.
So why is a movie like this at Sundance?
Well, you know, it's hard to hate to say
there
it
There are
loud.
No words.
So
there
painful.
Are no words.
I'm going to have to actually talk to those people next week. But, you know, when those films show up at Sundance, it's usually out of a bit of desperation. It's usually because there's some reason why the film, even though it has commercial elements, hasn't already got distribution or a place at the table. And you kind of always wonder what it's doing there. There's a Barry Levinson movie coming to the festival that the Cinetic, which is kind of the powerhouse sales company, has. And, you know, I love Barry Levinson. I've loved him for years. You hope the film is brilliant. You hope the film is going to be everything you dream it's going to be. But when you see there's a Barry Levinson movie with Robert De Niro playing the festival, you go, what the heck is this thing doing at Sundance? You know, unless it's already got distribution and it's already got a plan and they're just promoting the movie, which is what Be Kind Rewind is doing. New Line already has a date, but that, you kind of wonder why it's there and you start to worry that it's going to be not quite as good as you hoped.
Doesn't it, though, isn't there some kind of, you know, there's cachet about being in Sundance. Is that part of a different marketing strategy?
I think there's cachet on your show. I mean, there's cachet in the New
well,
York
thanks.
Times. I mean, there's cachet. I mean, that's the thing, is that ultimately they're selling to us, in a way, the media. There's very little sense that anybody outside of that, anybody who actually pays for a ticket to go to see a movie, cares much about a Sundance laurel or anything else. They're really interested in the marketing. So the same way you have to go out and sell any movie. Little Miss Sunshine was sold as a commercial movie. Didn't matter that it came out of Sundance. Didn't win anything at Sundance. So there's really little going for a movie for having been to Sundance outside of how the media kind of presents it.
We're speaking with David Poland. He writes for Movie City News and the Hot Blog. We're getting a little preview of the Sundance Film Festival. Okay, we talked about the Hollywood and the commercial aspect of it, but there's 120 movies at this festival. What other kind of films are available for people to see?
Well, there are a lot of documentaries. I mean, that's the thing. At most film festivals, and especially Sundance, the best product is often the documentary stuff. It doesn't necessarily sell because, again, they're looking for a commercial hook, the big one being that you're Michael Moore, or if you're Morgan Spurlock, that you had McDonald's to sell Super Size Me against. They're always looking for the documentaries that have some sort of hook, and that's become less and less significant in the last couple of years commercially. But that doesn't mean the films aren't really, really good. So people will be looking at there's a documentary, for instance, about Roman Polanski, who is always a fascinating character to look at, a brilliant filmmaker and a guy who obviously has been on the run for 20 years or longer, 40 years now. So that's the kind of thing that would be fascinating for critics to take a look at. There's Phoebe in Wonderland, which is a movie with Elle Fanning. Last year, of course, famously was the Dakota Fanning rape movie, as it was endlessly called, Hound Dog, which was extremely controversial. It was one of those movies going into the festival everybody was talking about. This one has a performance by her sister that apparently is magnificent. So we're looking, you know, forward to looking for that.
There's a documentary about Army recruitment. I think looks really interesting.
There are a lot of good, fascinating documentaries. There's a documentary with Morgan. There is a Morgan Spurlock documentary about him looking for Osama bin Laden, where he actually goes undercover with a Al Qaeda beard. Of course, his is red,
right?
But he does the whole thing and goes undercover in the Middle East looking for Osama bin Laden. There's a comedy with Amy Adams called Sunshine Cleaning. That should be, you know, we all hope is really, really good. And of course, there's always a lot of actors turned filmmakers at the festival. So,
there's a movie I'm sort of interested in, Choke, by the guy who wrote Fight Club, and the guy who's directing it is an actor on the Old Adventures of the New Christine, or the New Adventures of the Old Christine.
And Clark Gregg actually became very hot at Sundance a few years ago in drag. he did a movie where he played somebody's transsexual mother.
Wow.
And that was his thing. But there are other filmmakers also who are turning over a new leaf over there. And you always hope that you're going to get a breakout story, which we did with In the Bedroom a few years ago.
Oh, what a good movie.
Which was a great movie and also kind of came from nowhere. And, in fact, even that movie, it was bought by Harvey Weinstein. It was a whole fight over changing the movie. They didn't change the movie very much. And ultimately, that became the Oscar movie, even though it wasn't really the Weinstein back then Miramax's first choice to be their Oscar movie that year, but the movie was so good that it kind of grabbed the space.
Well, David Holland of Movie City News and the Hot Blog, thanks for giving us the preview. You got me all excited. I'm ready to go to Sundance.
Got your furry boots already, David?
It's going to be under 25 degrees the entire time, so get your very furry boots on.
I got my long johns. They're ready to roll. All right,
warm.
David. See
okay.
ya.
See you in the snow.